Yerushalmi Shvi'is corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Tesvav. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Gimel Amad Aleph at the beginning of Perek B'nai Shuach. The Mishnah says B'nai Shuach Shvi'is Shilahen Shnia Shehen Oisos Shalosh Shonim. B'nai Shuach, which are white fig trees, the sanctity of Shvi'is comes in the second year of the Shemitah cycle, as the Chanata, which is the budding of those fruits, would have occurred in the Shemitah year, as they remain on the tree for 3 years. Rav Yehuda Omer, HaParsois, Shvi'is Shilahen, Motzei Shvi'is, Shehen Oisos L'Shtei Shonim. Rav Yehuda says that Persian figs, their sanctity of Shvi'is comes in the second year following Shvi'is, as they grow every 2 years. Amu Ela B'nai Shuach, Chacham said to Rav Yehuda, they only apply this law to the B'nai Shuach. And the Gemara says, Ma'u B'nai Shuach, Pitrei, Ma B'chol Shana V'Shana, Hein Oisos O'Yachas L'Sholash Shonim. So the Gemara asks the question, what are B'nai Shuach? Pitria, which is white figs. Does it produce fruit each year, but it takes 3 years to ripen, or does it only produce fruit once every 3 years? And the Gemara answers, it should say, "De'b'chol shana v'shana hein oisos ela she'ein peyoseyen nigmoim ela la'achas shalosh shanim." That's the Gisa. That the Gemara answers, they produce every year, but the fruit only ripens after 3 years. Kesedu yodea, but how do we know which one's budded in the Shemitah year? Rabbi Yonah Amar, Meshi kasha olav chut tanishmo teichav bahen kisamim. The answer, Rav Yonah gives that he ties a thread to them when they bud in Shvi'is. Shmuel taught that he inserts toothpicks into them. Tanu Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Ilan Chechonat Kodim Chamisha Asa Beshvat, Mis'aseh Lesha'ovel. La'acha Chamisha Asa Beshvat, Mis'aseh Lavoi. The Brisa says from Rav Shimon ben Gamliel that if a tree budded before the 15th of Shvat, it is tithed according to last year. After that, then it's tithed according to the next year. Tani am Rabbi Nechemia b'medem amurim be'ilan shehu oiseh shtei goronoif b'shana. Aber be'ilan shehu oiseh goron echad b'shana kogoyin veisim v'tamoim v'charuvim aber b'shechontu koydim lezman hazeh harihen kela asid lavoi. And Rabbi Nechemia teaches in a brisa, this only applies when two pickings are made per year. But if it's only picked once a year, such as olives, dates, and carobs, even if it budded before that time, it's tithed according to the next year. Am Rabbi Yochanan nagu b'charuvim k'Rabbi Nechemia. Rabbi Yochanan says that the custom for carob is like Rabbi Nechemia, that we follow when it was picked rather than when it was budded. Moisiv Rabbi Shimon, koymi Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shimon Lakish asked a question to Rabbi Yochanan. V'hata ninan b'noi shuach shvi'is shelahem shni'es shehen oisos l'sholosh shonim. Adratech masha osu b'shvi'is yu shvi'is. Doesn't our Mishnah teach that the kedusha of shvi'is of b'noi shuach comes in the second year, as they remain on the tree for 3 years, and this is despite them only being picked once a year? And according to you, it should follow that the time that they're picked, it should follow the time that they're picked. So whatever was picked in shvi'is should have the sanctity of shvi'is. V'hu makabel minei, Rabbi Yochanan accepted this question against him. Am Rabun bar Kahana v'tamia, ana eich haya moisev Rabbi Shimon koimei, Rabbi Yochanan v'hu makabel minei, v'yezvinei ana amal charuvin v'at am b'noi shuach. Ana Amma Mineg Vat Ameth Halacha, Ana Amma Rabbi Nechemia Vat Amma Rabbanon. Rabbuna Ba Kahana asked the question, how could it be that Rabbi Shlokish questioned Rabbi Yochanan and he accepted it? Surely Rabbi Yochanan could have answered that I spoke about carobs and you are asking from B'nai Shuach. I spoke about custom and you are asking from Halacha of Mishnah. I say that they follow Nechemia and you are asking from other Tanaim. Ela hi Chavuvim, hi B'nai Shuach, hi Mineg, hi Halacha, hi Rabbi Nechemia, hi Rabbanon. Rather, the question concludes by saying that rather you must say that the carobs are the same as the B'nai Shuach, that the custom is the same as the Halacha, and that B'nai Chemia and the other Tanaim agree. Tamen Amin, Ilan, Shechonat Kodim Rosh Hashanah, Shel Oilam, Nis'aseh L'Sha'ava, Olach Rosh Hashanah, Shel Oilam, Nis'aseh L'Avoi. They said in Bavel that a tree that budded before Rosh Hashanah, which is the first of Tishrei, establishes that it's tithed according to the previous year, if after Rosh Hashanah, it's tithed according to the following year. Heisiv Rav Yudin ba Pedia koim Rav Yoina hawi charuvim hawi hen chointin koidim Rosh Hashanah shel Olam vehem mis'asim lavoi. Rav Yudin ba Pedia asked Rav Yoina that as for carobs, they bud before Rosh Hashanah and they're tithed according to the following year. V'lo shmiya dam rechinna ba papa charuvim shel shulam hi chanatam. The Gemara rejects, now didn't you hear that Rav Chanina ba papa said that the budding of carobs is when it forms into a chain, which only happens after Rosh Hashanah. Am Rav Yasa, Hebi Shlish Lifnei Rosh Hashanah Shel Olam Mis'aseh L'Sha'avah, Ach Rosh Hashanah Shel Olam Mis'aseh L'Avoi. Rav Yosi says that if it grew a third before Rosh Hashanah, it's tithed according to the previous year, and if it's after Rosh Hashanah, it's tithed according to the following year. Heisu Rav Yizeira, Koyim Rav Yasa, Pa'amim Sha'ashonim Ma'afilois V'tmarim Matilois Sa'or Ach Rosh Hashanah Shel Olam Ve'Mis'aseh L'Sha'avah. Rav Yizeira asked a question to Rav Yosi that sometimes the rainy season begins late and the date pits only get their white layer after Rosh Hashanah. Such dates should be tithed according to the following year, but people tie them according to the previous year. And Rav Zera answered, Lo min datei, amar hadam ilsa, ela min hada, Rav Yochanan, Rav Shimon ben Lakish. that Rabbi Yossi didn't say this as his own opinion. He learned it from Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Shmuel bar Abba hevi shlish koydim tu b'shvat mitas l'shava Acha tu b'shvat mitas l'avoy. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, quoting Shmuel bar Abba, says that if they reach the third before tu b'shvat, the 15th of Shvat, they are tithed according to the previous year. If after that date they are tithed according to the following year. Amim zeir b'yos hari esug akrasa chantoi v'le akrasa shnasoi b'kan it should say shle akalta chanotoi. That's the correct guess. Rabbi Zeira said a support for this. This is certainly true that a carob does not follow its budding even though it's a fruit, because an esrog is similar. You uproot the effect of its budding as it instead follows when it's picked. But you still follow its new year, which is the 15th Shvat, like any other tree. And here, in the case of the trees discussed by Rabbi Nachman, that we follow when they were a third grown rather than when they were picked, certainly we will not change its new year. Rabbi Brun Barachia, by Kami Rabbi Zeira, Me'ata Shlicha Rishon L'Sha'avah Shlicha Sheni Lavoi. Rabun Bachia asked the question to Zeira, if so, then the first third should follow the previous year, and then the two thirds should follow the following year. Amalei Shlisha Rishoin Kasha Lavoy Mekenchu Ba Miyad Hugadel Amre Ba Baris Umen Yalefla Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira answered that we follow the first third because it's the hardest to grow, but once it grows, the next two thirds grow quickly. Rabbi Abba said that Rabbi Zeira is correct and spoke like a professional sharecropper. Shmuel Amar Shisen Yoimin Shisa Eloi Shisa Yoimin Shisa Eloi. The Shmuel said a support that 60 days pass until the first 6 leaves emerge, and then 6 days later, 60 leaves emerge. Tani Rishim Magani Loime Min Seis Olin Vad HaPagin Nun Yoim Min HaPagin Vad HaShisen Noivelois Nun Yoim Min HaShisen Renoivelois Ad Ta'inim Nun Yoim. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said in a Braisa that from the time that the leaves emerge until they become pagan is 50 days. From becoming pagan until they are shishin hanovelos, and that's 50 days. From shishin hanovelos until they become actual figs is 50 days. Rabbi Yoimeh kulon abom yoim. Rabbi says no, each stage is 40 days, not 50 days. Laka teina ben yodea im masai chanata. Am Rabbi Yoimeh moine mea yoimin nemafreya imchal laseichem chamisha asa b'shvat v'yodea im masai chanata. If a person picked a fig and doesn't know when it budded, Rabbi Yonah said that he should count 100 days back. If within those 100 days was the 15th of Shvat, then he knows when it budded and can tithe accordingly. Amulai v'hari amcha b'teveria v'hein oisus l'shona achas. Amalahen v'hari imachim v'sipoirin v'hein oisus l'shtei shonim. The Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda that the Mishnah taught that Rabbi Yehuda said that for Persian figs, their Kedushas Shvi'ith comes in the year following Shvi'ith, as they grow every 2 years. Now, the Persian figs that grow near you in Tveria grow once a year, and those near you in Sepoiri grow every 2 years. If so, we should follow the majority of Persian dates. The point of dispute is whether the majority grow fruit every year or every 2 years. And this is the explanation of Chaim Chanievsky, who learnt it from the Rosh.